It's September 28th, 2020, and this is Markets Daily from CoinDesk. I'm Adam B. Levine, here again with Lila Ledesma for your daily news roundup. On today's show, we're talking Bitcoin's record run, DeFi dominance, Twitter's blockchain bet, and more. Today's episode is sponsored by Crypto.com, Bitstamp, and Nexo.io. And just a reminder, CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice.
Bitcoin's upward momentum is again running out of steam near the psychological resistance of $11,000. CoinDesk's Omkar Godbole reports that Bitcoin has witnessed unusually light volatility for 14 out of the last 27 days, according to data source TradingView. And that compares against a bellwether tech stock like Tesla, which had just two such days in September. In other words, Tesla has been significantly more volatile than Bitcoin. Quote, "People always assume Bitcoin is incredibly volatile, but it's not more volatile than many popular tech stocks," SKU CEO Emmanuel Goh told CoinDesk. And while Tesla is outshining Bitcoin in terms of daily price volatility, its month-to-date decline of 18% is far worse than Bitcoin's 6% drop. That said, Bitcoins could soon see big moves, as a prolonged period of low volatility trading often leads to violent price action. Bitcoin's 30-day historical volatility, which measures the price action realized the past 30 days, has flatlined near 55% annualized since September 3rd. And its 30-day implied volatility, or investors' expectation of how volatile price would be over the next 4 weeks, has declined to 44%, the lowest level in nearly 2 years. Bitcoin is currently trading at $10,909, while Ether is trading at $364, according to the CoinDesk Price Index.
And digging in a little deeper, Bitcoin closed Sunday at $10,793, setting a record of 63 consecutive daily closes above $10,000, according to market data aggregated by Messari. The bellwether cryptocurrency's previous record 62-day streak above $10,000 lasted from December 1st of 2017 through January 31st of 2018, when Bitcoin reached its all-time highs of just above $19,900 on Coinbase after soaring nearly 100% in the prior 2 weeks. Bitcoin's latest prolonged period above that major five-digit mark, however, has been relatively quiet, mostly staying in a fairly small range between $10,000 and $12,500. According to Coinmetrics, 180-day volatility for the leading cryptocurrency has plummeted 41% so far in September. The question on everyone's mind is this just a longer trend or the new normal? And what happens next? Hey listeners, Crypto.com offers one of the most convenient ways to purchase your favorite tokens or cryptocurrencies. It's also one of the most cost-effective ways, with the normal 3.5% credit card fee waived for all crypto purchases. What's more, with Crypto.com's MCO Visa card, you can get up to 10% back on things like food and grocery shopping. When you buy gift cards with the Crypto.com app, you can get up to 20% back. So download the Crypto.com app today and enjoy these offers until the end of September.
Bitstamp is the original global cryptocurrency exchange. Since 2011, Bitstamp has been the preferred exchange for serious traders and investors, trusted by over 4 million customers, including top financial institutions. Bitstamp is built on professional-grade trading technology. Their platform is powered by a NASDAQ matching engine, and their APIs are recognized as the best in the industry. Download the Bitstamp app from the App Store or Google Play, or visit bitstamp.net/pro to learn more and start trading today. That's bitstamp.net/pro. In this crisis, many investors aim to keep and grow their digital assets. Others seek to maximize the yield on their cash. Nexo allows you to achieve exactly these two goals. The company offers instant crypto credit lines against all major cryptocurrencies, with interest rates starting from only 5.9% APR. Nexo also lets you earn up to 10% annually on your fiat and digital assets. What's more, interest is paid out daily, and you can add or withdraw funds at any time. Get started at nexo.io.
Turning to the world of DeFi, Uniswap is now bigger than the entire decentralized finance space was just 2 months ago, as the trading protocol becomes the first to pass the $2 billion milestone. Uniswap clocked the record figures just after midnight on Monday and currently has more than $2 billion worth of crypto assets locked in, according to crypto rankings website DeFi Pulse. Testament to its neck-breaking growth, there's now more value just in Uniswap than there was in the entire DeFi space back in the faded past of July 9th of this year. As of press time, there's now more than $11 billion in total value locked, that's TVL for short, in DeFi, and Uniswap makes up approximately 18% of that number. Operated on Ethereum's blockchain, Uniswap utilizes an automated market-making system, leveraging liquidity pools, so users can exchange or swap between Ether and any ERC-20 token. Holders are incentivized to deposit tokens in these liquidity pools with interest and a cut of the swap fee. The total balance in these pools together makes up Uniswap's $2 billion TVL. Monday's news shows just how much Uniswap's fortunes have changed in the past few weeks. Back in early September, $830 million worth of vital liquidity moved to rival protocol SushiSwap, which led to a plunge in Uniswap's TVL, taking it to just $400 million by September 10th. A week later, in order to coax users back, Uniswap launched its own native Uni token and airdropped over $500 million worth of it to wallet addresses who had been using the protocol since before September. The next biggest DeFi project, peer-to-peer lending platform Maker, trails slightly behind Uniswap at $1.96 billion TVL, according to DeFi Pulse.
And finally, when Twitter and Square CEO Jack Dorsey spoke at the virtual Oslo Freedom Forum 2020 on Friday, he said blockchain technology is the future of Twitter. Quote, "A blockchain and Bitcoin point to a future, point to a world where content exists forever," Dorsey said. "We're not in the content hosting business anymore, we're in the discovery business," he added. In short, Dorsey expects the nonprofit Blue Sky to create an open Twitter protocol, which users can contribute to and access data from instead of a centralized service where the social media platform hosts content on its website. He added the nonprofit is still looking to hire at least five roles tasked with creating a public blockchain platform. "You see this most fundamentally in Bitcoin and blockchain," Dorsey said, describing the shift from centralized service providers to diverse network participants. "The keys will be more and more in the hands of the individual," he said. As for Bitcoin Twitter as it exists today, Dorsey broadly spoke to the importance of safeguarding users' identities, which may be the key to healthy discourse. "I appreciate the difference between anonymity and pseudonymity," he said. "Pseudonymity is built identity. We want to protect that." The appearance comes after the now infamous Twitter hack of July 2020, when the platform suffered its most prominent attack in years. And that's the news.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back with your next news roundup on Tuesday. And just a reminder, the CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice.